Praise the Lord. I am Rose, and this is Clear Vision, and I am so excited that you're with me today. And for those of you who watch every week, every time you watch, every day, you know that every message is powerful from the Lord, and that I pray over every message way long before I come here with it. So today we've got a great message called In His Image. The title doesn't sound that exciting, does it? But wait till you hear what the Lord's told me. And the first thing that He started off with me on this message was, He said, Rose, everybody is always complaining to me about how they are listening to the devil, how the devil is coming after them and trying to get them to do things. And I don't know how the Lord talks to you, but He talks to me just as plain as we're talking. I hear things from Him, it's just like I'm talking to you. And we got to talking about this, how people understand who they are in Him and how they're created and how we're created. And the Lord said it to me this way. He said, why don't you tell my children, my people, to treat the devil the same way they treat me? Just don't do what he says. Wow. I was pretty shocked when I heard that. I was amazed when I heard that. How often do we listen to the devil and we do what he says? Well, today we're going to stop listening to the devil. Today we're going to listen to the Lord. And we're going to listen to what his word says about who we are and who he is in our lives, in our hearts. And let's go right quick to Genesis 1, 27. And I'm in my Amplified translation today and King James. And it says, God said. God said. Did you know God doesn't do anything without saying it first? Everything he does, he says first. And in Genesis 1, in the very beginning, he said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. And then verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Let me read this to you again. So God created man in his own image. In whose own image? In God's own image. God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God himself, he created him, male and female, he created them. You are created in the image of God. Now, I know what it's like to live in this life. I'm not as young as a lot of people think, and I'm not as old as some people think. But I know what it's like to live in this life, and I hear it all the time. Keep your head up, keep your head down. Know when to do which one. And that reminds me of back when I was a young girl in high school, and I played basketball, and I coached basketball, and I learned then that you don't have a successful winning basketball team unless you play as a team, unless you listen to the coach and you know who you are on that team. If your position is to shoot the ball, then you don't stand off to the side while everybody's running around crying because you can't dribble the ball. Your job is to shoot the ball. And if whenever somebody gets that ball to you, you better go shoot it. That's the way basketball works. And that means teamwork. That means listening to the people, being aware of the people around you, being sensitive to what's going on around you, not wanting everything your way. Oh, I remember so well this one particular gal we had on our basketball team. She was about 6'3", and this was back in the 60s. That was a tall girl back in the 60s, let me tell you. And of course, we wanted her to shoot the ball. We wanted her to play the ball and take it up to the basket and put it in. But she didn't like that position. She kept saying that she wanted to play guard, and she was going to play guard. Well, if you know anything about basketball, when you're guarding, you can't be shooting. If you're guarding somebody off of the shooter, you can't be shooting the ball. So it was a constant upheaval to try to get this gal to play her position and be the shooter, be the ball shooter. And how many times in our life does God parallel basketball or any game or anything to our lives? See, God intends for you to be part of life in such a way that the part you play, the part you're part of, you're the body of Christ, created in His image. That part that you have is for you to be successful for the whole team, for the whole body of Christ. Now, everybody knows Rose is a big talker. I'm a big talker. I love to talk. I love to talk to people. And I for sure love to talk about the Word. So, sticking me in a room somewhere where I'm not going to ever talk is probably not going to work out real well. And there are times that God has me sitting just to myself, writing, working on books, working on teachings, listening to tapes of messages of other great people in the world, not necessarily ministers, but great people all over the world that know the Lord, but they're not a minister. And God has me many times in that position. But when He has me in this position, in His image, at all times in His image, see, when you're in God's image, you're always created as who He is, who He says you are, holy and in right standing in His sight. And that never changes. That position never changes. When you're playing basketball, you've got a basketball, and you're on the basketball team, and you're playing basketball. You don't come in there with a football and try to play basketball. Amen? Now, when I'm to myself and I'm writing and I'm listening to other people speak and I'm just sitting thinking about the Lord and studying His Word, I'm still that part of the body of Christ that comes to this television station, comes to do the broadcast, and comes to speak to you about the Word of God, about who you are in Christ. I am continuously in awe of the number of people that call my ministry, Rose Ministries, that have watched this broadcast or received a book or a tape or something from us in the mail, who are so devastated and their lives are shattered. They've had a divorce. They've had a child. They have or have had a child on drugs. They have a loved one in jail or prison. They've lost a loved one in a death. I'm constantly amazed at how little so many people know to depend on God and know to depend on Him for who they are. See, God is your source, and He's your root. He's the root of you. He's the beginning of you in Genesis 1. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not. When I first started playing basketball, I didn't understand basketball. I didn't really even like it. But then I started learning about it, and I started understanding it, and man, I got really good at it. I got good enough at it to even teach one of my little grandsons' basketball teams this last few years. You can learn, and you can understand, and you can become so in love with your position in the body of Christ, in God's image, who He created you to be. You can become so well equipped for that, that you love living your life. And I know what it is to not love living your life. I know what it is to wake up every day and your hair hurt. It's a whole lot of hair to be hurting, wouldn't you agree? I think it is. I know what it is to be so devastated that you can't even come to brush your teeth in the morning. I know what that feels like. But I know what it feels like, and I know what it's like to live the life that God planned for me and plans for you. I know what it's like to live the life being blessed that He planned and being His blessing. I'm on this program to bless you. I'm on television to bring you the awareness of who you are in Christ, to bring you the blessing of God in such a way that you can be His blessing on this earth. We're in those days, beloved. Those of you who are watching that are wondering when time's going to end, and is time going to end when I'm alive, and is God coming back with Jesus right away, or next month, or next year, or 10 years. My little 11-year-old granddaughter came to me this week, and she said, "Mimi, I've read my Bible every day this week, and the Lord has really revealed to me so many things." 11 years old. And she said, "One thing He's revealed to me is that we are to live like Jesus is coming any minute." 11 years old. I've taught that. Live like Jesus is coming any minute and work like He's never coming. But this is an 11-year-old child now that's being ministered to by the love of God, and that's what He's saying to her. Live like Jesus is coming, not coming. Live like Jesus is coming any minute. Live like He's coming any minute. If we live that way, unforgiveness, doubt, fear would have no place in your life. If we live that way, being unkind would have no place in our life. God wants you to know who you are, that you're powerful, anointed, called by Him to live in the glory of His image, which you are created in. You were created and given the mind of Christ. You have all God says you have. I'm going to leave you for just a second, and while I'm waiting to come back, you write down the offers on the program and call the ministry, and let us minister to you every day, every week. Let us keep building you to be strong in the Lord while we all wait for the Lord to return. Let us be there for you. I'm Rose. I'll see you in just a minute. I love you so much. And we'll talk more about the plans that God has for your life. It's wonderful to know who you are. But now what are you going to do with it? I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. You are secure. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on His behalf on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day in God's love and power. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 entitled Strong Mountain.
Rose, and you're back to Clear Vision, and I am so excited you stayed with me. And I know they offered you I don't have the cover copy, but this is a DVD, and it's a DVD of one of the programs called Strong Mountain, and it was so powerful that we decided to offer it to you. If you want to call in and you want prayer, you will ask for this DVD if you want the DVD called Strong Mountain, and they'll show you on the promos about it. And then when you also call in, and it's not advertised on the promos now, but you will automatically get a 30-day devotional we have. Powerful teaching in here. Scriptures, teaching, prayers. 30 days of prayer, 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching. And I guarantee you, when you speak this word out loud, the word that God has for you in here, your life will change because your thinking will change. When you change your thinking, God changes your life. That's the way it works. So call and get these two pieces, 30 Days the Champion in You and the DVD Strong Mountain. We're going to talk about now how and what God has planned for you, how to achieve it and what He has planned. God has planned for you that you know you're created in His image. That's one thing He has planned for you. The next thing He has planned for you is for you to stop talking so much that you don't hear what He's saying. I'm talking to myself now. I've had to learn to listen to the Lord. It's one thing to hear God, but it's another whole thing to listen to Him. When you listen to Him, you are agreeing with Him. When you listen, that means you're going to do what He says. When you listen, that means you are hearing Him and you're going to obey Him. You are obeying Him. So God has it in His plans for you to listen to Him and obey Him. And the reason He wants you to do that is because He wants you to understand that your roots, your foundation is in Him. Who you are is in Him. When you don't have Him, when you don't have Christ in your life, when you've not received the Lord Jesus into your life, and you don't know you're created in the image of God, you don't have that foundation to build your life on that makes you have a life of peace or joy or happiness or goodness. And you may be watching, and your life is not filled with any of that. It's filled with discouragement, despair, and confusion. Well, let's start getting it straight today. You can get it straight today. God wants you to know you're created in His image and you have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is skillful, wise, and understanding. And if you're lacking in any of that, then you just go into your scriptures or you call Rose Ministries and ask us and we in any area of your life, and we'll tell you what scriptures to be looking at to give you encouragement. Let's say you're depressed. Let's say you're walking in total confusion and discouragement. Well, Isaiah 61 says, "Arise from the depression which circumstances have kept you." Well, that word arise tells me God says you have the ability and the power to come out of circumstances that are keeping you depressed or discouraged. And how do you do that? By deciding. Well, it's one thing to just get up and say, I'm going to not be depressed, but you've got to have the Word to put you in that place that not only takes you out of there, but keeps you in that place of victory. See, I'm a positive person. And I know how to say positive things. But if the positive things I say are not scripturally founded, they're not found in the Word of God, then I'll just walk on my own for so long, and then that'll start to weaken. But when you walk in the Word of God, which is who He is and who He's created you as, now you're walking in the power of Almighty, the power of who created you. The power of God performing His own Word. God has created you, and He's made you to honor Him and to love you and to bless you. That's His plan for you. And He wants you blessed so you can be His blessing. And to do that, you have to be in the Word and know who you are. So if you're watching today and you need to know what word to apply in your life about some circumstance you're trying to arise out of, then call the ministry and we'll be happy to get in that Word with you and show you where it is. I know God intends for you to be blessed. I know He intends for you to be His blessing. He didn't bring you here to bring you into tragedy and despair and horrifying circumstances that you just wallow around in every day and you can't get free from. God didn't bring you there in this world to put you into that, to teach you something. Oh, I get so tired of hearing people tell me that, you know, they've had these tragedies in their life. And yes, the Lord will teach. You'll learn something from it. You will learn something from a tragedy. But honey, you don't have to be run over by a truck to know it'll kill you. I can tell you it'll kill you. Somebody else can tell you. You can watch somebody else get run over by a truck and see that it kills them. You don't have to go through that to see God. And you don't have to go through that and be crippled the rest of your life to realize that God wants you to serve Him, or that He wants you to love Him, or that He wants you to love yourself or love other people. See, some people are afraid of living a successful life. They're afraid of living a blessed life. They're afraid because they don't think they deserve it. Well, if you're watching today and you've not understood that you deserve to live a blessed life, then today's the day you decide you do deserve it. You do deserve it. God created you in His image. He created you to bless you so you can be His blessing. He wants you to understand that you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror over any circumstance. Well, are you ready? Are you ready to be more than a conqueror? Sometimes we stay in despair because it's familiar. We stay in fear because it's familiar. This is the circumstances many times with abused women, emotionally, mentally, physically. They don't want the abuse. They don't like it. They don't feel like that they should have it. Sometimes they think they should. But when they don't think they should, they really don't make a change because they're fearful. Fearful of what? Fearful of the future. Fearful of the unknown. Fearful of tomorrow. What if I don't live with Bobby Joe? What if Bobby Joe doesn't beat me anymore? What will I do? See, God wants you blessed. He doesn't want you living in an abusive relationship or an abusive marriage or being abusive. He wants you blessed because He created you in His image. And whether you've received Christ in your life or not, you were still created in the image of God, in His likeness, in His holiness, in His goodness, in His kindness, in His love, in His grace, in His mercy, in His peace. You were created in the image of God. It's unimaginable to even think of sometimes, isn't it? Because it's so far beyond our natural mind. But the supernatural mind, the spirit of man, can comprehend this and do something about it. Are you willing to stand before God today in wonder? Are you willing to stand in His presence in awe of who He is? Not only who you are in Him, but who He is. Are you willing to stand in the presence of Almighty God and understand that you've been created by Him? Let's look at 1 Peter 1:23. And the Bible confirms itself over and over and over again. And when it's confirming itself, it's saying the same thing more than once. And I like to tell people, if you can confirm the word against the word, then you found the truth. Because if you have two truths, and one of them is opposite to the other, one of them is a lie. And this Bible, this book of who God is, it's a person. This is a person right here. This Bible confirms itself. It doesn't conflict. It doesn't disagree with itself. So let's look at 1 Peter 1:23 real quick. God says in 1 Peter 1:23, "You have been regenerated, born again, not from a mortal origin, seed or sperm, but from one that is immortal by the ever-living and lasting Word of God." You were created by God in His own image in the beginning. Then when you receive the Lord, you're recreated. You're made one with Christ, one with the Father. Awesome. That's beyond ability to even comprehend that in the natural mind. But God wants you to understand that you are to be responding to Him as your Maker, as your Creator. You're to be operating in your life alongside Him. Whatever He says is how it is, whether you believe it or not. Amen? And God wants you to understand that when you breathe every breath of your soul, when you breathe a breath, when you just take a breath, you're receiving Christ as your Savior. Even though you received Christ into your heart, every breath, you're receiving Christ over and over and over. Christ is your salvation. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. He's the Son of God. He's who we follow with our Father. He's who we listen to. And God is ready for you to receive all that He has for you. I love you so much. I'm here on this broadcast because I want you to know who you are in Christ. I want you to have the peace of God in your heart. I want you to live the blessed life that God has called you to live and created you to live. And I want you to be the blessing that God's created you to be. If the Lord is showing you to support this broadcast, if He's showing you that He wants you to take part in ministering the power of His Word all over this earth, then call us. Let us know. Let me know. Let me pray with you. Let me start teaching you how to sow and how to reap the things of God in your life, how to reap the financial blessings that God has planned for you, how to reap the peace that you want so desperately. If God is speaking to you, then listen to Him today. Be sure to honor the Lord by listening to Him. Honor Him by listening to Him. Let Him talk to you and do what He says. Just like when we started the broadcast, we listen to the devil and we do what he says. I think we can listen to the Lord and do what He says. Amen. I'm Rose. This has been Clear Vision. I love you so much. I look forward to seeing you next time. And we're getting ready to go on more stations every day of the week. And you can tell somebody to watch with you. I love you. I'll see you next time. And remember, you are who God says you are. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org.